Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breathing, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me now in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day on the podcast. For now, you can just listen to the words, and I bet soon we will have it all memorized and be able to say it together. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today's reading comes from Matthew 17, 1 through 9, out of the NIV translation. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said, don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The word of the Lord. Today I wonder how Jesus felt to hear God say, This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased, for a second time. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.